John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. And it was that Martha who anointed the Lord with perfumed ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, look, your dear friend is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness will not end in death, but will be for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be honored through it. Now Jesus felt the Father's love very strongly for Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. But when he heard that he was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Then afterwards he said to the disciples, Let's go back to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and you're going back there again? Jesus answered, Aren't there 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the daylight, he doesn't stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks at night, he stumbles because the light is not with him. He said these things, and afterwards he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going so that I may wake him up out of sleep. The disciples therefore said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spoke of resting in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said to them clearly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sakes I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let's go too, so that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found out that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 3 kilometers away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Therefore, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary stayed sitting in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection, the final day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the manifestation of God's life. He who believes into me, even though he dies, yet he will live. And whoever has this life through believing into me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I have believed that you are the Anointed One, the Son of God, the one who comes into the world. And when she had said this, she went and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The teacher is here and is calling you. So when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still at the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with Mary in the house, consoling her, followed her when she got up and left quickly, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came to where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Look how much he loved him. But some of them said, Couldn't this man who opened the eyes of the one who was blind have also done something so that this man wouldn't die? Then Jesus, again groaning within himself, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was laid over it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time the body reeks, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Didn't I say to you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they raised the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you hear me. And I know that you always hear me, But I say this because of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" Then he who was dead came out, wrapped hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face had a piece of cloth tied around it. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him, and let him go." Then many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and saw what he did believed into him. But some others went away to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. Therefore the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we going to do? This man does many signs. If we just leave him alone, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You don't understand anything, nor do you realize that it is best for us, for one man to die for the people so that the whole nation doesn't perish." Now he didn't say this of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but so that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are widely scattered. So from that day on, they schemed together about how they could kill him. Jesus, therefore, no longer traveled publicly among the Jews, but left there and went into an area near the wilderness to a city called Ephraim, and he stayed there with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near. So before the Passover, many went up to Jerusalem from the countryside to purify themselves. Therefore they were looking for Jesus and said to one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? Is there any way that he won't come to the feast?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given an order that if anyone knew where he was, they should let them know so that they could arrest him. This is the end of John chapter 11. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.